Well, hello, hello, guys, and you're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, coming to you with a 5-Minute Friday, and today it's all about the eyes and what can we do when your eyes feel tired and heavy. So as a facial plastic surgeon, I'm board certified. I do upper eyelid blepharoplasty, which is surgery to trim and tighten the excess skin of the upper lids and also the lower lid fat pads that protrude. These are options for you when you start to notice that you're losing your eyelid crease and it's difficult to put makeup on and you just feel tired and heavy all the time. But what are the spectrum of options of things that you can do? So we're lucky in this day and age that we do have a spectrum. Previously, patients had no choice other than oil of Olay eye cream and then surgery. In this day and age, we have options ranging from Botox brow lift to elevate the upper eyelid position. And I use Botox. I'm using the word Botox as a verb. I use neuromodulator shots, which could be Botox, Xeomin, Dysport, Juvo, any of those products, and I use it to lift the brows. And in doing that, we stop the depressor muscles of the forehead from pulling the eyebrows down, and we stop the depressor muscles of the tail of the brow, and that way you get a nice brow lift effect. Not everybody knows how to do a Botox brow lift, so if you're going to a medi spa where there's kind of inexperienced injectors or people who use a cookie cutter approach, that's not ideal. Got to be careful when you get your Botox that you don't get brow heaviness. And if you do get heaviness or your brow drops, it's not the product, it is the placement of the product. So number one thing you can do is Botox brow lift to open and elevate the position of the lids. And it's not too dramatic, but 2 millimeters, 1 millimeter, it definitely looks nice, more open, wide, and pretty. I also love using Latisse for a chemical brow lift. Many of you have heard of Latisse in terms of it's an eyelash product to grow longer, thicker, darker lashes. I love, love, love Latisse for that, and I use it regularly. But perhaps you didn't know that it's also used for rejuvenating eyelids. It adds a little increased vascularity so the eyelids get a nice pinkish tone. Also, you get some improvement with the sulcus of the eyelid, meaning that you get a little deepening of the groove. So if you have a thicker, fattier eyelid that tends to look heavy and folded over, actually that skin can thin out and give you a little bit of a chemical brow lift effect. And it rejuvenates the skin around the eyes, the brightness, the lashes look younger. So you can definitely think about that. Some patients don't like the fact that Latisse can do that. And it's not in every patient that will achieve this result. But some patients really do enjoy the increased definition, deepening of the eyelid crease, and thinning of the fattiness of the upper lids. So that's number two. Think about Latisse as a chemical brow lift. And number three, of course, is blepharoplasty eyelid surgery. So eyelid surgery we can do in the operating room. Upper lids are sometimes done with just sedation, twilight, sleep, and local anesthetic. And it's a hidden incision buried in the crease of the upper eyelid. For lower lids, if your fat pads protrude, when you push on your eye, you can see that little bulge under the eye. We can go on the inside of the lower lid and remove that. Remember, eyelid surgery is like roughly around $4,500 to $5,500 for uppers or lowers. If you do both, it's a little bit of a discount. But it's a week of downtime, and the incisions are hidden very nicely in the eyelid creases. So I definitely think this is a lovely option if all the time you're having to elevate your brows and you're chronically feeling tired. And the last option we talk about is under eye filler and filler for upper eyelids. So upper eyelid filler, it is a thing. It's more common to hear about under eye filler and tear trough filler. Tear trough and under eye filler, I do a ton of that in the office. I highly recommend it for someone who has early volume loss, thinning, dark circles under the eyes, and needs a little brightening of dark hollows. It's lovely. I start with half a syringe per side or sometimes one syringe per side. It can be up to 1.5 syringes, depending how hollow you are. And you can need under eye filler even at a very, very early age, depending on your anatomy. But it is immediately brightening. It's improving the look of the eyelid by hiding and camouflaging and letting light diffusion just sort of hit, and really hides the dark veins, the dark coloration. Remember, with the lower eyelid tear trough fillers, always see someone who is experienced and board certified. Remember, there's a risk of blindness or loss of vision. This is not a procedure to take lightly. We want you to see an injector who's advanced enough to use a cannula, hopefully, for the most safe result. And a cannula is a blunt-tipped needle. It's not really a needle. It's a blunt-tipped device, so it pushes important structures out of the way. So I love the idea of under-eye filler. Upper eyelid filler can be used when people get some thinning and hollowing, and typically in the temple area, thinning begins in the temples. Temple filler is important to lift when you have upper lid hooding. That filler can extend over into the upper eyelid, and it creates a nice, soft, rounded, more youthful look. As we age, some of us become very thin and gaunt. That's one of the patterns of aging, is losing volume, losing fat pads, getting deflation. So adding a touch of upper eyelid filler volume is very, gives a very youthful look to the face, and it tends to last a very long time. It should be done with a cannula. It should only be done with someone with lots and lots of expertise. So there you have it. Those are my options for beautiful eyes. Don't forget to use my eye cream. I love my eye cream. It's got retinol, which is very important for building of collagen, fine line prevention, and improvement of crepiness. Remember to do lymphatic massage when you're putting your eye cream on every day, morning and night. If I had thought about it when I was 20, I should have started using a good eye cream. And you should too. So that's my tips for beautiful, bright eyes, in addition to lots of sleep, lots of hydration. I know you guys are going to try some of these tips. Don't forget to leave me questions. Email me if you have any questions. And if you'd like a sample of our eye cream, don't forget to rank, rate, and review the podcast on iTunes. Send me a screenshot of your review. Email that to info@beautybydrk.com, and we're happy to mail that out to you. So you can find me, guys, on my Instagram doing amazing things with people's eyes at Beauty by Dr. K. That's D-R-K-A-Y. And check out my website at beautybydrk.com. And my amazing skincare is there, too. Love you guys so much. Stay bright and cheery. Bye.